Will you please turn to the Gospel according to Matthew?
请我们翻到马太福音。
Chapter 24.
第24章。
We read from verse 1 to verse 14.
从第一节读到第十四节。
Again, I will read it in English first, and my brother will read it in Chinese.
我会先用英语读，然后我的弟兄用中文读。
And Jesus went forth and went away from the temple, and his disciples came to him to point out to him the buildings of the temple.And he answering said to them, Do ye not see all these things? Verily I say to you, not a stone shall be left here upon a stone which shall not be thrown down. And as he was sitting upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall all these things be?And what is the sign of thy coming, and the completion of the age? And Jesus answering said to them, See that no one mislead you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they shall mislead many. But ye will hear of wars, and rumors of wars. See that ye be not disturbed, for all these things must take place.But it is not yet the end. For nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. But all these are the beginning of throes, which means birth. Then shall they deliver you up to tribulation.And shall kill you, and ye will be hated of all the nations for my name's sake. And then will many be offended, and will deliver one another up, and hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall mislead many. And because lawlessness shall prevail, the love of the most shall grow cold. But heThat has endured to the end, he shall be saved. And these glad tidings of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole habitable earth for a witness to all the nations, and then shall come the end.
第二十四章第一节到第十四节，耶稣出了圣殿，正走的时候，门徒进前来。把殿宇指给他看，耶稣对他们说：“你们不是看见这殿宇吗？我实在告诉你们，将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被车毁了。”耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说：“请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？”耶稣回答说。你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须的，只是末期还没有到。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这就是。生产之难的起头，那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人，因为不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。同样二十四章，我们再看第三十二节。
2:42。
三十二节一直到四十二节。
But learn the parable from the fig tree. When already the branch becomes tender and produces leaves, ye know that the summer is near. Thus also ye, when ye see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Verily I say to you, this generation will not have passed away.Until all these things shall have taken place. The heaven and the earth shall pass away, but my words shall in no wise pass away. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of the heavens, but my Father alone. But as the days of Noah, so also shall be the coming of the Son of Man.For as they were in the days which were before the flood, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day on which Noah entered into the ark, and they knew not till the flood came and took all away. Thus also shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two shall be in the field, one is taken,And one is left. Two women grinding at a mill. One is taken and one is left. Watch, therefore, for ye know not in what hour your Lord comes.
第三十二节到第四十二节，你们可以从无花果树学个比方。当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去，人子降临也要这样。那时两个人在田里取去一个，撇下一个，两个女人推磨取去一个，撇下一个。所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有点祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for giving us Thy table.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你给我们桌子。
What a privilege that Thou hast bestowed upon us.
你给我们的是何等的特权。
We praise and thank thee because thou exhibit before us.
我们感谢你，赞美你，因为你感谢你，赞美你，因为你在我们面前摆设你的桌子。
Exhibit to us thy deep love for us.
让我们看见你给我们的深深的爱。
We thank thee for the blood that thou hast shed.For us.
我们感谢你，因为你的血为我们流了。
We thank thee for the body that is broken for us.
我们感谢你，因为你的身体为我们裂开了。
Oh, dear Lord, may thy love touch us deeply.
主啊，但愿你的爱摸到我们的深处。
That we will give ourselves totally over to you.
让我们自己把自己完全交给你。
And allow thee to work out our full salvation in us.
让你把全备的救恩坐在我们的里头。
That glory be unto thee.
好让荣耀归给你。
We commit this time into your hand.
主，我们把这个时间放在你的手里。
Speak, thy servants heareth.
请说，你的仆人们都静听。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
we have come to the last of our time together.
我们是来到我们这一次聚集最后的一天。
As we have mentioned at the first day,
我们第一天说过，
this time our burden is the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
这一次我们的负担是天国的福音。
The reason why we feel such a burden,
我们里头有这样的负担，
it is because this gospel of the kingdom of heavens is the one that brings in the age of grace.
因为这个福音就是天国的福音，是把恩典的时代带进来的。
We know that God is going to change the age.
我们知道神是要把时代改变了。
He wants to change from the age of the law to the age of grace.
那时候神是要把律法的时代改成的带进恩典的时代。
And it is this gospel that brings in the change.
是这个福音把这个改变带出来。
For we find John the Baptist began to preach.
当施洗约翰开始传道的时候，
Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
要悔改，因为天国近了。
And even when our Lord Jesus was ministering,
甚至于当我们主耶稣开始传道的时候，
This is the very gospel that he preached.
这是他所传的福音。
He preached the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
他所传的福音是天国的福音。
The king has come.
国王君王来了。
And he is looking for his kingdom.
他在这里寻找他的国度。
He is looking for his people.
他在这里寻找他的百姓。
So what the Lord has done when he was on earth.
所以主在地上的时候他所做的。
Was to prepare the people.
是要准备他的百姓。
That is the work of our Lord on earth.
这是我们的主在地上的工作。
But we find at the same time,
但是我们同时发现，
It is also the gospel of the kingdom of heavens that makes another change.
也就是天国的福音开始了，造成了另外一个改变。
It changes from the age of grace to the age of kingdom.
要把恩典的时代带进国度的时代。
Why is it so?
为什么呢？
Because we find in Matthew 24,
因为我们在马太福音24章
verse 14,
第14节说，
These glad tidings of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole habitable earth for a witness to all the nations, and then shall come the end.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
In other words,
换句话说，
When the gospel of the kingdom of heavens was preached in the beginning,
当天国的福音第一次被传出来的时候，
It was to tell us that the king is coming.
要告诉我们说王来了。
Because he has come, therefore,His kingdom will follow.
因为他来了，所以他的国度要跟着来。
But again you find,
可是你再看见，
when this gospel of the kingdom of heavens has been preached to all the habitable earth,
当天国的福音已经被传到所有人有人住的地球，
as a witness to all the nations,
作为一个见证对万国，
Then the end will come.
然后末期才会来。
It means that,
意思是说，
After the king has come upon this earth,
当王来到的地上，
And he is building his kingdom,
他在这里建立他的国度，
He is gathering his own people,
他在这里招聚他自己的百姓，
And when his people has gathered enough strength,
当他自己的百姓有足够的力量的时候，
To destroy the work of the enemy,
来 摧毁仇敌的工作。
To thrust through the air.
可以能够穿过天上。
空气。
空气，对不起。
And arrive at the throne.
而且来到了宝座。
That means the end of this age.
那就是世代，这个世代的结束。
So we find how important must be this gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
所以这个天国的福音是这么样的重要。
We must not only hear it,
我们不但要听，
but we must enter into it.
我们必须进入它。
And the Lord Jesus said, what is this kingdom of the heavens?
我们主耶稣说，这个天国的福音是什么呢？
We find in Matthew chapter 5 to 7.
对不起，天国是什么呢？马太五六七章给我们看见。
We find the kingdom of the heavens is none other but the king rules over all.
天国就是王有 主宰一切。
When his people began to take upon themselves the character of Christ the king.
当百姓开始得到了有了基督这个王的性格的时候
and prove themselves they are truly the citizens of the kingdom of the heavens
他们就证明他们是天国的百姓
then one day that kingdom will appear publicly upon this earth
然后你们就看见那个国度就完整的在地上显现。
Today the kingdom of the heavens is already here.
今天天国已经在这里了。
Because our Lord Jesus said from the day of John the Baptist until now.
因为我们主耶稣说从施洗约翰的时候到现在。
The kingdom of the heavens is to be taken by violence.
天国是努力是用暴力进入的。
And the violence seized upon it.
暴力就得到了天国。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
In a sense, the kingdom of the heavens is already here.
可以说天国已经在这里了。
It is still in the making.
它仍旧是在建造。
It is hidden from the world.
但是是从对世界来它是隐藏的。
But it is spiritually already here.
属灵上来说已经在这里了。
But one day when that kingdom has grown to maturity,
有一天这个国度成长到成熟的时候
then you will find it will be publicly appeared upon this earth.
然后你就看全世界都要看见它。
So that is what we find in the gospel according to Matthew.
这个是我们在马太福音里头看见的。
Now today,As we see in the world,
今天当我们在世界上看
we find that the kingdom of the heavens in today's appearance is a mystery.
那天国在今天外面的表现上看起来好像是一个奥秘。
Why is it a mystery?
为什么是奥秘呢？
Because it doesn't look like what it is.
因为看起来不像是他真实的情形。
So that's why we find in Matthew chapter 13.
因此我们看见马太福音第十三章。
There are these parables.
就有这些比喻。
And from these parables we realize.
从这些比喻我们看到。
That whenever our Lord Jesus was planting his seed.
不论什么时候当我们的主耶稣在撒种。
The enemy at the same time.Is planting his own seed in the same field.
仇敌也在同样的田里种他的种子。
And that's the reason why the kingdom of heavens look today very, very confused.
所以天国我们今天看起来，现在的时候看起来，觉得是很混乱。
How God's people, even God's people, are confused.
甚至于连神自己的百姓就都觉得混乱。
For instance.
都迷惑了 比如说
The common explanation of that parable of the mustard seed
那对于芥菜种的比喻一般的说法
The common explanation is that shows us the growth the wonderful growth of the church
一般的说法说这个芥菜种的比喻呢是说到一个 教会的这个了不起的成长。
But we know this is not the truth.
可是我们知道没有这个 教会了不起的成长，这是不是真理。
Instead, you find it is an abnormal growth.
反而说这是一个不正常的畸形的成长。
Because a mustard seed, when it grows, it is a plant.
因为芥菜种当它长的时候是一个蔬菜。
This is what God has ordained it to be.
这是神所命定要芥菜种所示的。
But strangely, it becomes a tree.
但是很奇怪的，它变成了一个树。
Out of its kind.
离开了它的那个神所定的那个类。
And this is out of God's order.
这是神所定规以外的。
So the result is the birds will come and brood in it.
所以结果呢？天上的飞鸟就来搭窝在这个树上。
In other words, the evil forces will be there.
换句话说，就是恶魔的势力呢，就在那里。
And the same thing with the leaven.
同样的，笑面的故事的比喻也是一样。
It tells us that all these evil teachings will leaven up.The whole thing.
在这里说，邪恶的学说就让那个面呢就发起来了。
The three measures of meal is supposed to be the offering to God.
三斗面是应该献给神的。
But now it has been so leavened.
但是现在有那么多笑在里面。
It is not fit for God.
不配献给神了。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
What you see today.Is Christianity or Christendom?
你今天所看到的是基督教范围里面的基督教的世界。
Where the influence of so-called Christianity has spread.
这今天的基督教，所谓的基督教就在这里，继续的发展，继续的传下去。
But within it, you find it is a mixture.
但是你若是看。整个的情形你就发觉这里头是一个掺杂。
But thank God, there is truth in it.
但是感谢主这里头还是有真理的。
It is like the treasure, it is like the pearl.
这个真理是就是那个宝贝是这个珍珠。
But it is hidden.
但是被隐藏了。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
we said Matthew chapter 13 is the mysteries.Of the kingdom of the heaven.
所以我们说马太福音十三章是天国的奥秘。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
One day the kingdom of the heavens will appear upon this earth publicly.
有一天天国会显现在世上被大家看见。
That is the time of the end of this age.
那就是现在的世代的末了。
And that is the time of the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
就是那个时候，我们的主第二次来。
So this morning we would like to turn to Matthew chapter 24 and 25.
所以今天早上我们一起来看马太福音第二十四章和二十五章。
That tells us how the kingdom of heavens come publicly upon this earth.
这里给我们看见，天国怎么样公开的。来到世上。
That is the end of this age.
这就是这个世代的末了。
And it is also the coming, second coming of our Lord Jesus.
也就是我们主耶稣第二次来。
The record you find in Matthew chapter 24 and chapter 25.
在我们第马太福音二十四章、二十五章所记载的。
You find it is also recorded in the other Gospels.
你看有些事情也在其他的福音书里面在那里被记载。
You find that in Mark 13.
你看在马可福音第十三章。
And you also find in Luke 21.
也在路加福音二十一章。
And also some in Luke 17.
也有一些在路加福音十七章。
But here you find.
但这里我们看见的。
Our Lord Jesus, as he was leaving the temple.
当我们主耶稣离开圣殿的时候
His disciples show him the greatness, the beauty of the temple.
所以门徒们就让 指着主耶，向着主耶稣指出这个圣殿的美丽，圣殿的荣耀。
We know this temple actually was the second temple built by the remnant that returned from Babylon.
我们知道这个那个时候的这个圣殿是当初从巴比伦回来的那个渔民他们所建的。
But it was a small.
但是是一个小的。
But later on, you find King Herod, he tried to enlarge it.
但是希律王他要把这个圣殿做大。
So that temple was built with brick stones and also gifts from the nations.
所以这个圣殿呢，就是有很多大石头。同时有其他国家所送的礼物来造来建成的。
It was a wonderful building.
是一个外面看起来非常
宏
伟的一个教堂。
Of the Jewish people.
是一个非常宏伟的一个建筑物，是犹太百姓所夸耀的。
So even the disciples of our Lord Jesus.
所以纵然是主耶稣的门徒。
They were Jews.
他们是犹太人。
So they were so proud of their temple.
他们看见了这个殿宇，他们觉得很骄傲。
This was the center of their national life.
这是犹太国家的生活里面的中心。
This was the glory of Judaism.
是犹太教里面的荣耀。
So his disciples, even his disciples, pointed out to the Lord, look, how wonderful is the temple.
所以纵然是主耶稣的门徒们也向主耶稣说，看啊，这么样美丽的殿宇。
To their surprise.
但是他们很惊奇。
The Lord Jesus says, what you have seen today.
主耶稣说，你们今天看见的。
One day.Not a stone will be upon another stone.
有一天，一块石头不存在另外一个石头上。
In other words, there will be total destruction.
换句话说，就全被毁了。
And it was a shock to the disciples.
对于他的门徒们说，这是一个吃惊，非常吃惊的事。
They dare not ask him again in public.
在大家的面前，他们不敢再问耶稣。
So they waited until our Lord Jesus go to the Mount of Olives.
所以他们等到主耶稣到了那个橄榄山的时候。
And then you find the disciples came quietly.
那你就看见门徒们暗暗的来到主面前。
And in the Gospel according to Luke, you find who are these disciples.
在路加福音里头，你就看见这些门徒是谁。
They are Peter,
彼得
Andrew,
安德烈
John,
约翰
and James,
雅各
These four people came privately to the Lord.
这四个门徒暗暗地来到主的面前
and ask him,
问他
When shall these things be?
什么时候这件事情会发生
When will the temple be totally destroyed?
什么时候这殿宇会完全被毁灭。
When is the sign of your coming?
你来的预兆是什么呢？
And what is the sign of the end?
那末期的预兆又是什么呢？
In other words,
换句话说，
When the disciples ask these three questions,
当门徒们问这四个问题的时候，
To them, they are one question.
对他们来说是一个问题。
Because when the temple was destroyed,
因为当圣殿若是被摧毁了的话
That means the end of the age.
他们觉得这就是 世代的末了。
And that is the coming of our Lord Jesus.
那就是我们主耶稣再回来的时候。
Then our Lord Jesus began to answer them.
我们主就开始回答他们。
Now when you read Matthew chapter 24 and 25.
当我们读马太福音第24、25章的时候
，You will find that he answered them in three different sections.
你发觉主耶稣对他们的回答是分成三段。
From 24:4.
从24章第四节开始。
Until 24:31.
一直到24章第31节。
In this section.He is answering the question to the Jews.
这一段里面，主耶稣是对犹太人回答犹太人的问题。
And then, from 24 32.
然后从第32节起。
To Matthew 25:30.
到25章第30节。
He is speaking of the church.
他这里是说到教会。
And then from 25:31.
然后从25章第31节。
To the end, which is 48.
然后到第46节。25章46节。
And that is to the Gentiles, to the nations.
这是对万国说的。
So in other words, when our Lord was answering this question,
所以当主回答这些问题的时候，
He is dividing the whole thing into three sections.
他把这个问题分成三段。
To the Jews, to the church, and to the Gentiles.
对于犹太人，对于他自己的教会，还有是对于外邦人。
This is what the world is composed of.
你整个世界就分成这三个部分。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
we do not have the time to go through all these.
我们没有时间来细细的说这所有的事。
We will try to concentrate ourselves on the section of the church.
我们这里今天只是专注在关于教会的这一段。
We know that after our Lord Jesus ascended to heaven,
我们知道当我们的主升天的时候，升天以后，
then you find upon the earth there will be wars and rumors of wars.
那你就看见在世上就开始有打仗和打仗的声音。
There will be those who come say they are the Christ.
也有人说他是基督。
There will be earthquakes and pestilences.
也有地震，也有灾荒。
But the Lord said, these are the beginning of the throes.
可是主说，这是生产之难的起头。
Beginning of birth pain.
是生产之难的起头。
In other words, there is a birth pain going on.
换句话说，就有一个生产在那里发生。
And what is to be produced out of the birth pain?
生产之的苦难产生什么呢？
Out of it will produce the kingdom of the heavens.
从这个生产的苦难里面就产生了天国。
And in Matthew 24,
在马太24章，
actually our Lord Jesus did not answer them about the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem.
主耶稣没有跟他们回答在耶路撒冷圣殿被毁的事。
Actually, if you want to know that, you have to go to Luke 21.
你若是想要知道那件事的话，你需要到路加21章看。
But he began to tell his disciples what would happen in the world so far as the Jews are concerned until the end.
但是他在这里说呢，他说在世界上要发生什么事呢？这是相关于犹太人，一直到世代的末了。
So we will leave this aside.
所以这个我们今天就不提了。
And we will concentrate ourselves on the matter of the church.
我们今天是专注在关于教会的。
What will happen to the church?
那这一段时间之中，对教会是发生什么事呢？
At the end of the age and at the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
在世代的结束，还有我们主耶稣再来。
And you find in chapter 24:32 a parable.
在24章第32节有这么一个比喻。
Our Lord Jesus said, learn the parable from the fig tree.
主说，从无花果树学个比方。
You know,When our Lord was on earth,
知道我们知道，当我们主耶稣在世上的时候，
there is only one thing that our Lord has cursed.
我们主耶稣只咒诅过一个东西。
He cursed the fig tree.
他咒诅过那一棵无花果树。
Because in Matthew chapter 21,
马太福音二十一章
and verse 18.
21章第18节。
Our Lord Jesus spent a night in Bethany.
那天晚上我们主耶稣是住在伯大尼。
But early in the morning, as he came to the city of Jerusalem, he hungered.
那天早上他回耶路撒冷城的时候，他饿了。
And seeing one fig tree in the way,
他看见路旁有一棵无花果树。
He came to it and found on it nothing but leaves only.
他走到跟前，在树上找不到什么，不过有一些叶子。
And he says to it,
就对树说，
Let there be never more fruit of thee forever.
从今以后，你永不结果子。
And the fig tree was immediately dry.
那无花果树就立刻枯干了。
Now we know that the fig tree is a symbol of the Jewish nation.
我们知道无花果树是犹太国的代表。
And here you find our Lord Jesus. He spent time trying to make that fig tree to give fruit.
这里我们看见我们主耶稣花了许多时间要让这个无花果树可以长果子。
But all it grows was leaves.
但是所有长出来的只不过是叶子。
There was no fruit.
没有果子。
So finally you find our Lord curse it.
所以最后我们的主咒诅那棵树。
And it dried up immediately.
这个树马上就干掉了。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
when you find the fig tree, you know that it is a symbol of the Jewish nation.
当你看见这个无花果树的时候，你知道无花果树是代表犹太国。
And in other gospel, it said not only the fig tree begins to bud and to have leaves, but also all other trees.
那在其他的福音书，你看他说，不只是无花果，还有其他的树也都一样。
And it also began to bud.
它开始发芽了。
So here you find it refers to 1948.
所以这里你知道它是讲到1948年。
The Jewish nation was destroyed for a long, long time.
犹太国早就被毁了。
There was no government anymore.
没有一个政府。
But to the surprise of all the world.
但是对整个世界有一个惊奇的事情。
We find in 1948, the Jewish nation was restored.
1948年，犹太国复国了。
Not only that,
不只是这样。
But during the 20th century,
在二十世纪里头，
you find all nationalities began to come up.
你看许多许多的国家开始起来。
Many nations in the East Asia, in Africa, they all declare their nations.
在亚洲，在非洲，许多的国家开始起来国度，就是说成为国家了。
But the restoration of the Jewish nation is not what the Bible really is after.
但是犹太国的复国并不是圣经所要求的。
Because you find even though the Jewish nation has been restored,
因为你看见虽然这个犹太国被复国了，
it is only a political restoration.
这只是一个政治上的复国。
It is not a religious restoration then.
而并不是一个属灵上的宗教上的复国。
But anyway, there is the beginning.
可是无论如何，这是一个开始。
And the Lord said, when you see this sign,
主说，当你看见这些兆头的时候，
then you know the summer is near.
你知道夏天来了。
So when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors.
所以他说，主说，你们看见这一切的事情的时候，就知道这个四件事情近了，正在门口了。
At the doors.
在门口了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
here you find the door is plural number.
你在这里你看见了门口，这个门呢是一个多数的门。
Now in the Western world,
在西方，
when you are at the door,
当你在门口的时候，
it means that when the door is open, you're already in the house.
就说那个门口门已经打开，你已经在房子里了。
But if you have the Eastern background.
可是你若是有一些东方的背景的话，
like in China,
你比如说在中国，
in the old days,
在古时候，
when you come to a house,
你来到一个房子的时候，
It has a number of doors.
有好几进，好几个门。
You find it very outside will be a door.
你看见最外头有一个门。
But when you open the door, you get into a court.
当你打开门之后，你进到一个院。
It is not a house yet.
还没有到房，到房
子。And if it is a big house,
是一个大房子。
You may have to go through one or two more doors.
是一个大家呀，你要走好几进的门。
Before you really at the come to the house.
你才能够走到房屋的面前。
But anyway,
可是无论如何，
if you are at the doors, it means you are very close.
若是你在这些个门的那边，表示说你已经很近了。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
that is the reason why we believe.
这就是为什么我们相信，
that the coming of the Lord is very near.
主要来是会很快的事。
Because he's already at the doors.
因为他已经在门口了。
And we do not know how many doors he has to enter.
我们不知道还有好几个门他需要走过。
But anyway, it is near enough.
可是无论如何已经够近了。
So that is the situation.
那是一这里给我们看见的情形。
And the Lord Jesus said, this generation will not pass away.
主说这一个世代还没过去。
Until all these things shall come to pass.
这些事情都要成就。
Now usually we think of a generation is a generation of 30 or 40 years.
是我们平常当我们讲到一代，我们讲到三十四十年。
But here it is different.
但这里不一样。
Because here you find this generation is marked by a special characteristic.
但是因为这里讲到的世代是说到一个特别的光景。
A wicked and adulterous generation.
是一个邪恶淫乱的世代。
And we find this is the symptom of the generation.
这里这个就是这一个世代的the symptom 表现。
What marks this generation?
就是这个世代的特点是什么？
It is a wicked generation.
是一个邪恶的时代。
It is an adulterous generation.
是一个淫乱的时代。
It was like that in the time of our Lord.
我们主耶稣来的时候是这样。
And it is like that even in our days.
在我们今天的时候也是这样。
And this generation will not pass away.
这样的一个时代不会离开。
Until all these things shall come to pass.
直到有一天这些事情都成就的时候。
But nobody knows the hour or the days.
可是没有人知道是哪一个日子哪一个时辰。
Or the seasons.
或者是哪一个季节。
Even the angels did not know that.
纵然是天上的使者也不知道。
You know, the evil angels tried to tell us at a certain day the end will come.
你知道这个恶魔的天使呢，要告诉我们说是在某一天，那末期到了。
There are all kinds of predictions.
那过去有好多好多这一类的预测。
On the end of the world.
说是世界的末了来了。
But brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹。
The Lord said nobody knows.
主说没有人知道。
Not even the spirit angels.
那天使也不知道。
Only the Father knows.
只有父知道。
But anyway, brothers and sisters,
可是无论如何，
we should not try to figure out when it will come.
弟兄姊妹，我们不应该在这里计算他什么时候会回来。
You know that great artist, the great scientist, Newton, Isaac Newton.
有一个这个牛顿，就是这个科学家、物理学家。
Actually, he figured that it was 2040.
他其实他说呢，算一算，他说是2040年。
But we know you cannot believe in such things.
可是呢，我们知道你不能相信这些预算计算。
The Lord said nobody knows.
因为主说没有人知道。
But it is near.
但是近了。
It is already at the door.
已经在门口了。
Now what are the symptoms of the time?
这个时代的特点是什么呢？
The Lord said, as the days of Noah,
对不起，这个时候的特点是什么？是挪亚的时候。
So shall be the coming of the Son of Man.
就是人子来的时候。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
we know that in the Bible,
我们知道在圣经里面,
there are several words that represents the coming of the Lord.
有几个字眼代表主耶稣再来。
For instance, Apocalypse.
比如说是启示,启示录。
That means the appearing of the Lord.
那个意思就是说我们主的显现
He shall appear upon this earth
他在世界上显现
But here the word used is parousia
但是这里所用的字眼呢是同在
Parousia is presence
这个字眼的意思是同在
It means that there will be the presence of the Lord
意思就是说主啊在这里同在
Why?
为什么呢?
Because today, so far as the Lord is concerned, physically speaking, He is absent.
因为今天我们就说主有形的来说他呢不在我们眼前。
We remember how He ascended up to heaven.
我们记得他怎样来升天。
And seated at the right hand of God the Father.
坐在父神的右边
So he is absent so far as we are concerned.
所以就形体来说对我们来讲他是不在我们眼前
Even though spiritually he is with us.
虽然我们知道属灵上来讲他是与我们同在
But so far as physically he is absent.
但是就物质上来说呢他是不与我们同在
But one day he will be present.
但是有一天他要会我们与我们同在
That is the coming of the Lord.
那就是主的再来
Now the problem is how will he be coming?
问题是他怎么来呢
Now you have to turn to Acts chapter 1.
这里我们要回头我们要翻到使徒行传第一章
In Acts chapter 1 because it tells us how our Lord Jesus left.
因为《使徒行传》第一章告诉我们，我们主是怎么样升天的。
The Lord took His disciples to the Mount of Olives.
我们的主带他的门徒们到Mount of Olives 橄榄山。
And there you find He left them and ascended up.
那里他就离开了他们，就升天了。
If you read verse 9.
我们若是看第九节
And after having said these things, he was taken up, they beholding him, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
That even though they could not see him anymore,
虽然他们不能再看见他
because a cloud had taken him.
因为一个云 一片云把他带上带走了
But he's still ascending.
他仍旧在那里往上升
So the disciples were still looking upward.
所以这些个门徒们在往上看
And then in verse 10.
那第十节说
And as they were gazing into heaven as he was going.
说当他们定睛往上看看他往上去的时候
Behold also two men stood by them.In white clothing.
就看呢，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Who also said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven?"
他说啊，这个两个白衣的人说，加利利人呐、啊，你们为什么站着望天呢
？This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven.
这一位。耶稣他离开了你们被接上天
shall thus come in the manner in which ye have beheld him going into heaven
你们见他怎样往天上去他还要怎样来
Now here you find the way that our Lord Jesus depart
所以这里我们看见我们的主怎么样离开我们往上天上去的
He departedFrom the Mount of Olives and go up.
他是从橄榄山往上升。
And the disciples could see him.
这是门徒们都可以看见的。
Visible.
看得见的。
But then the cloud took him.
可是云来了。
Invisible.
云把他 带走了。
But he
was
still ascending.
可是他仍旧是往上升。
Until he was seated at his father's throne.
一直到他坐在他的父亲的宝座旁边。
So here you find the leaving, the departure of our Lord Jesus, all in two sections.
所以你这里我们看见，当我们主耶稣上升离开门徒的时候，有两段。
The first section from Mount of Olives to the cloud.
第一段是从橄榄山到云端。
Visible.
这是看得见的。
The second section.
第二段。
From the cloud to the throne.
从云端到宝座。
Invisible.
是看不见的。
But thank God he has arrived there.
但是感谢神，他是在那里。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because on the day of Pentecost.
因为在五旬节那一天
，the Holy Spirit came down.
圣灵降下。
That is a proof that he had arrived at the throne.
证明主耶稣已经到达了宝座。
And the two men in white said.
所以这两个穿白衣服的人说
，the way he is leaving you is the way.He is to be present with you.
他怎样离开你们上天，也是他怎么样从上面要下来。
So the presence of the Lord is in two sections.
所以这个主再一次同在是两段。
From the throne to the air, invisible.
从宝座到空中是我们看不见的。
From the air to Mount Olive is visible.
从空中到橄榄山是看得见的。
And the Bible used two different signs to show it.
圣经有两个不一样的征兆来给我们看。
The Lord said his coming is like a thief.
主说我来是要像贼一样。
Now, if the thief is visible,
若是贼可以看得见。
Now he is not able to steal anything.
他就不能偷东西了。
So we find that the thief seems to know when you are not noticeable.
所以当贼来的时候是你没注意的时候。
And he suddenly comes.
他突然来了。
And then he left.
然后他就走了。
Now when he comes, what will he steal?
当他来的时候他偷什么呢
?Will he steal your garbage?
他会偷你的垃圾吗
?May he come every night.
那我们就盼望他每天来。
Of course, somehow he knows where your treasure is.
但是因为他知道你的宝贝在哪里。
So he comes for your treasure.
所以他来是要偷你的宝贝的。
And left your trash.
要把你的那个垃圾他不拿的。
That is the way how the Lord will come in the first section.
所以这是我们主怎么样在第一段来。
And the second part, the Bible used lightning.
第二段圣经的比方是闪电。
The Lord said, "You do not hear people say the Lord is here or is there."
所以主说，你不要听人家说哦，主是在这里，主是在那里。
When he comes, he is like a lightning.
当他来的时候是要像一个闪电。
It's from the east to the west, everybody sees.
从东边闪到西边，每个人都看见。
That is the appearing of the Lord Jesus.
那就是我们的主的显现。
From the air to Mount Olive.
从空中到橄榄山。
Everybody can see him.
显现是每个人都看见的。
And it was at that time that the Jewish nation will turn to him.
就是在那个时候，犹太国才会回心转意，回到耶稣的面前。
That you find in Zechariah.
这个是你在撒加利亚书看到的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
here our Lord Jesus is telling us.
这里我们主耶稣告诉我们
Now his coming is like the days of Noah.
他来是像挪亚的日子。
And before Noah entered into the ark,
当挪亚在挪亚进方舟以前
People eating and drinking, marrying and getting married.
人们吃喝嫁娶。
Everything seems to be normal.
一切的事情看起来都很正常。
It is just engaged in the things of the world.
就好像在世界上事情一样，就是这么正常。
But when Noah entered into the ark,
但是当挪亚进方舟的时候
then the flood came.
然后那个洪水就来了。
And caught them unaware.
他们不知道的时候，洪水就来了。
And then you find in Luke there is another example.
在路加福音有另外一个比方。
The coming of the Lord is like Lot when he left Sodom and Gomorrah.
主的来，主的再来，好像那个罗德的时候，当罗德在索多玛和俄摩拉离开的时候。
And then you find fire. Brimstone will come upon these cities.
那时候硫磺和火就降到这些个城
市上。And they are just building and engaging business and planting.
他们在那里种栽种，在那里造房子，他们
就做平常
做生意。就说
Their hearts are all in the world.
就是像所有世上进行的事情。
Everything seems to be normal.
就世界上来说，所有的事情都很正常。
But suddenly, after Lot left, then the fire came.
但是突然，当罗德离开的时候，火就从天上下来。
So the Lord says, so shall be the coming of the Lord.
所以主说，这主要来，也就是这样。
So far the world is concerned, everything seems to be going on as usual.
所以就世界上来看，所有的事情好像都照平常这样的进行。
Everyone is engaged in this world.
每个人都在跟这个世界打交道。
Seeking this world.
在这个世界里。
But suddenly, something happened.
但是突然间一件事情发生了。
Now when that happened,
当那件事情发生的时候，
What will happen to Christians?
对于基督徒是发生什么事呢？
I think this is what we all interested in.
这是我们需要有兴趣的。
And the Lord said,
主说，
At that time,
在那个时候，
Two men were working in the field.
两个男人在田里耕田。
One is taken, one is left.
一个人被提了，另外一个人就留下了，撇下了。
Two women,
两个女人。
They were grinding the meal.
在那里磨面。
One is taken and one is left.
一个被取去了，另外一个被撇下了。
And in Luke he said, two were sleeping.
那路加福音是说他是在那里睡觉。
Two were sleeping.
哦，对不起，两个人在睡觉，还有另外一个。
One was taken, one was left.
两个睡觉的人，一个人被取去了，另外一个人被撇下了。
That will happen at the time he will come as a thief.
这就是当我们主耶稣再回来，好像一个贼的时候。
Now why is it you find the two here?
为什么你发觉有两个呢？
Because two is the least of priority.
哦，就是因为两个呢是复数里面最少的。
So it refers to Christians.
所以这是代表基督徒。
But why is it two?
为什么两个人呢？
We find that the complete number is 12.
因为我们觉得是全完全的数目是十二。
And here you have only two.
那为什么这里只说两个呢？
Where are the ten?
那另外十个呢？
In chapter 25, the ten virgins.
就是第二十五章的十个童女。
Now the ten virgins actually refer to the saints who have died through the ages.
这个十个童女呢，就代表过去世世代代里面已经死了的圣徒。
Through the centuries, ages,
就是在所有的世纪、所有的世代里
，Christians who were looking for the coming of the Lord，
这些基督徒他们仰望主的再来
，because they all took their torch and going out to meet the bridegroom，
因为他们拿了火把走到外面去等来迎接那个新郎
，but because the bridegroom seemed to be delayed，
可是呢，新郎好像迟延了。
So they all went to sleep.
所以他们都睡了。
Not only the foolish one went to sleep, the wise one went to sleep too.
那不但这个愚拙的睡了，连聪明的也睡了。
So you cannot explain it spiritually.
所以你没办法从属灵里面来解释这件事。
It is physical.
所以呢，这是一个真正的，就是说，物质上的。
For the centuries, even from the first century, those who love the Lord, they are waiting for the coming of the Lord.
从第一世纪开始，这些爱主的人，他们都等着主再来。
And because the Lord delayed His coming,
但是因为主迟延他的再来
，so they went to sleep.
所以都睡了。
They died.
都死了。
And then suddenly the voice came.
那然后突然一间声音来了。
The bridegroom comes.
新郎来了。
And you remember how they all woke up.
你就记得他们都醒了。
It means resurrection.
这表示这是复活。
And they tried to trim their torch.
他们这里呢，想要把他们的灯点起来。
The five wise ones have oil in the vessel.
这个聪明的童女呢，他们已经存好了油在旁边。
So they can pour the oil on the torch.
所以他们可以把他们自己的油呢放在那个火把里。
But the foolish one didn't have the extra oil.
但是呢，愚拙的童女呢，他们没有这个就是放在旁边的油。
Maybe in the vessel they filled up things that think they were very precious.
可能是在他们的容器里面，他们没有放油。而放了一些他们自己心爱的东西。
Instead of the oil, which is the Holy Spirit,
没有放油，其实油是圣灵。
They all have the Holy Spirit inside.
他们里头都有圣灵。
But they do not have the extra oil.
但是他们没有剩下保存好的圣灵。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit.
来被圣灵所充满。
So they find their torch was dying.
所以他们就发觉他们的火把慢慢灭掉了。
And when they went to buy the extra oil,
当他们去买油的时候
，You know the extra oil has to be bought.
你知道这个是这个多下来更多的需要的油呢？你是需要花代价买的。
The indwelling Holy Spirit is given to you.
给在我们里面的住在我们里面的圣灵是给了我们的。
But To be filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to pay a cost.
但是你若是要被圣灵所充满，你必须付代价。
But when they went to buy the oil,
所以当他们出去买油的时候
，the bridegroom came.
那个新郎来了。
And the door was closed.
门就关了。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，so here the two here speaks of those who are living at the coming of the Lord.
所以这里的两个人就是表示说当主来的时候他们人就在。
And yet you find some are sleeping, some are working, and some are grinding.
所以 你看见这里有的人是在那里睡觉，有的人在那里磨面，有的人在外面耕田。
Why?
为什么呢？
Not that you have six people here.
并不是说你这只有六个人。
Only two.
只有两个人。
It shows the earth is round.
因为地球是圆的。
So when the Lord shall come, some are sleeping.
所以当主来的时候，有的地方是晚上，有的人睡觉。
And in some place, it is early in the morning, grinding.
所以有的地方，地球有的地方是清早，所以就有妇人在那里磨面。
And in other places, it's midday.
所以有另外的一些地方呢，是中午，所以有人在耕田。
Because the earth is round.
因为地球是圆的。
And the Lord comes.
主来了。
And the same thing you find, one is taken, one is left.
所以这里你也看见一个被取去，一个撇下。
Outwardly, no difference.
外面看起来都一样。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
go to sleep tonight.
今天晚上好好睡觉。
Do not be afraid to sleep.
不要怕就不睡觉。
Because even you're sleeping, one will be taken.
因为你就算是睡觉，主也会把你提去的。
Do not cease working.
不要说你不工作了。
Because when you are working, one is taken.
因为当你工作的时候，一个人就被取去了。
You know, in the world, in the history, we find people say the Lord is coming.
你说知道在世界的历史上，发觉有些人说哦，因为主要来了。
So they leave their work.
所以他们不再工作了。
They go to the wilderness.
他就到旷野里头去。
And they were there waiting for the Lord to come.
他在那里等。
But the Lord didn't come.
可是主没有来。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
just continue on.
继续做你该做的事。
Because it is the inward thing that matters.
因为是里面的光景。
It is not the outward thing.
不是外面的事情。
The Lord knows your inside.
主知道 我们里面的光景。
Are you really waiting for him?
你是真正在等他吗？
Are you watching?
你是真正在警醒吗？
Are you following him?
你是真正在跟随他吗？
And those whose hearts are towards him,
这些心向着他的人，
suddenly they are taken.
突然之间被提了。
So one day, brothers and sisters,
所以有一天弟兄姊妹，
hopefully it is today,
盼望就在今天，
suddenly someone disappeared,
突然间一些人不见了。
That is the beginning of the coming of the Lord.
这是我们主来的开始。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
you knowIn Christianity, we have a number of hymns concerning the coming of the Lord.
在基督教里面，我们有一些事情是关于主耶稣再来。
Hymns.
有一些诗歌是关于主再来。
Beautiful hymns.
是非常美好的诗歌。
When the trumpet shall sound.
当号筒吹响的时候。
Then the Lord is coming.
主再来。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
It is too late.
已经太晚了。
Because that is coming as a lightning.
因为这个是 coming at the
from the air.
Okay, 这个是我们看得见的，就是像从云到橄榄山，我们看得见的。
What concerns us is the from the throne to the air.
我们应该关心的。是从主从宝座到云端的那一段。
Because we will all be taken to the air.
因为我们都会被带到云端去。
The overcomers of the church will be taken before the great tribulation.
教会里头的得胜者是在大灾难以前被先提上去。
Even those who are not overcomers.
虽然那些不是这个得胜者。没有得胜。
They will be taken with the resurrected saints together to the air.
他们也会被那一些复活的一些圣徒们一同被带到云端。
Not to the throne.
可是不是宝座。
The Lord has already from the throne to the air.
主已经从宝座到云到空中了。
So you find in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
We shall all be gathered together in the air.
我们都会被聚集在空中。
There will be the judgment seat of Christ.
那里是我们基督的审判台，是基督的台前。
It will be decided who will be rewarded with the kingdom that comes.
那在那里，主就要决定谁是得到奖赏，在国度的时候。
And who will be disciplined in order they will be completed.
所以有一些人会得到奖赏，可是有另外一些人再要受管教，好让他们被成全。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
this is roughly what we see what will happen at the end of the age.
所以这是我们看见到末期的时候会发生的事。
Now seeing such things,
那弟兄姊妹，当我们看见这件事的时候，
How must be we be watchful?
我们多么的需要在这里警醒。
So far as our life is concerned,
就我们生活来说，
We need to be like the wise virgin.
我们需要像那些聪明的童女。
Not only just to have the indwelt Holy Spirit,
不但有圣灵住在我们里面。
Let the indwelt Holy Spirit teach us.
让我们里面的圣灵教导我们。
And let us obey.
让我们顺从。
Let us deny ourselves, take up a cross and follow the Lord.
让我们否认我们的自己，背上十字架来跟随主。
That we may be filled with the Holy Spirit.
好让我们被圣灵可以充满。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
So far as our work service is concerned,
也就我们的服事来说，
Let us like the wise and faithful servant.
让我们像那一些聪明而且忠心的仆人。
What the Lord has entrusted to us.
当主已经把一些东西交代托付给我们。
Even though it's all different.
虽然数量不同。
According to our ability.
就根据我们的能力。
But if the Lord gives you 5 talents,
可是当主给你五千两。
And you own, you earn 5 talents.
你赚五千两。
The Lord gives you 2 talents.
主给你两千两。
And you earn 2 talents.
你再去赚两千两。
You are good and faithful servant.
你是又良善又忠心的仆人。
The Lord said, come into the joy of the Lord.
主说进来一起享那个喜乐，一起喜乐。
But what the Lord has given you as talent.
但是当主给你一千两。
If you bury it,
你把它埋了。
The Lord said, you are lazy and wicked servant.
主说你是又恶又懒的仆人。
Because you do not understand, you misunderstand the Lord's heart.
因为你不懂得神的心。
And you bury what he has given to you.
你把他所给你的东西埋了。
So let us be faithful to the Lord.
所以让我们对我们的主忠心。
In life, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
让我们在生活里面被圣灵充满。
In service, be faithful.
让我们侍奉里面忠心。
And when the Lord shall come,
当主回来的时候，
we will see him.With joy.
我们看见他，我们心中有喜乐。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
the Lord said,
主说，警醒。
That's what we need today.
这是我们需要做的。
So may the Lord be merciful to us.
求主怜悯我们。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, how we praise and thank Thee.
亲爱的主啊，我们赞美你，我们感谢你。
Because Thou dost love us and love us to the uttermost.
因为你爱我们，爱我们到底。
Thou want us to follow Thee.
主啊，我们要跟随你。
It is because Thou want us to be like Thee.
因为你要我们像你。
Even though it may mean the cross,
虽然我们会有十字架要背，
but so far as thy thought is concerned,
可是就你的旨意来说，
it is the crown that thou hast in view.
那你所看见的是我们的冠冕。
So dear brother, dear Lord, do encourage all the brothers and sisters.
主啊，求你鼓励每一个弟兄，每一个姊妹。
Lord, how we long that we may see thee.
主啊，我们真是渴望见你的面。
Prepare us day by day.
主啊，求你预备我们每一天。
Then when shall we see thee?
当我们见你的时候。
We shall see thee with joy.
当我们会心里充满了喜乐。
May all glory be unto thee.
愿所有一切的荣耀归于你。
We ask in thy precious name.
靠你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.